Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, what's going on?
All right, well, things are weird and confusing if you're of a certain age in 2022, because there's a lot of things that are now totally acceptable, which the question was posed, what is weirdly acceptable now that wasn't when you were younger? And I had a hard time before I started reading through these.
I feel like it's different. I feel like I would say what's not acceptable now.
Exactly. It's just the opposite. It's okay, well, you don't make, you know, these types
we don't
of
have to
comedies.
Go through it.
Right. I'm just saying there's different things that you go, oh, that seems dated now. Yeah, and there's the woke stuff too, for sure.
Sure.
But it's mostly things that you've just kind of moved away from. But I start reading through these, and I think some of these could be debatable too. And Julie, I know you took a look at this, but to give you an example, the first one that was on the list was somebody said that that now in 2022, a young person can be super into anime. They can be super kind of what maybe you would have called emo 20 years ago, and maybe even goth, like bordering on goth, and not get made fun of for it anymore. Which, I'm not a kid, I don't have kids, but I do know that, you know, when I played dad for a week earlier this summer, I talked to you, Lazo, about it because he's 11 years old, and all he talks about is anime, and you were telling me about how popular anime is with kids,
and then I take
him to the mall, and it's everywhere. So
yeah.
I would believe that maybe that stuff is – it seems like something that, yes, would have been a little bit Dungeons & Dragons-y
when
we were kids and could have been seen as dorky, but maybe now it's not.
Mm-mm, it's not.
It's not?
No.
You can tell by your kids, like they keep
I think it is for older kids still, but for younger kids, not so much.
Well, and they even talk about, which this sort of makes sense to me, but to be more specific with the nerdy stuff, was just being into nerdy activities is now a cool thing. So, like, in high school...
Wasn't that the same? Like, I mean, I get it. Like, at some point it wasn't, but, you know, when Weezer came out, it changed everything, right?
Yeah, there was definitely... It was a click when I was in high school. I always wanted to be nerdy, but I wasn't smart enough.
They always had, girls had shirts that, you know, I like geeks or whatever. I feel like that was very 90s.
Yeah, they were very into their Apple II computers or
like
whatever.
Was, you know.
Yeah, like as we progress 90s. Here. But anyway, I mean, they use Nintendo as an example, but I don't recall there ever being a time when I was a kid that openly liking Nintendo was dorky. I feel like that was something that, I mean, maybe it showed that you had some money if you're family had money for a gaming console, but I do not recall. And Lazo, I mean, you remember Atari? My older brothers played Atari. Maybe that was a little bit more so nerdy. I don't know, but I certainly
everybody had it. It would be like saying PlayStation 5 is nerdy.
Right. That's what I thought. I mean,
not a thing.
Nintendo, I feel like, was the exact same way. That was not something that people got from, like, oh, how are you playing Nintendo? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, that was never a thing.
Now, one that I did like, and there's no good way to compare apples to apples here, but they were saying that in the early 2000s, if kids were doing whatever the equivalent is of these TikTok dances, which I know there wasn't a social media to be doing the TikTok dances, but if you said, hey, we're competing and we're doing these like dances, these choreographed dances, we're going to lip sync something and we're going to send videos to one another, whatever it is, those choreographed dances would have certainly been something that maybe theater kids did or that was kind of dorky. And now TikTok dancing is – so that I feel like – okay, that makes sense, right? Again, it's hard to compare.
Yeah, it's hard to compare. I don't know what we would be videotaping it on and how would
you be sending there was
it.
Like, yeah. Never
and
really
what about B-boys and breakdancing? Like, wasn't that the same thing? And there was movies about it. It wasn't geeky.
Right. I guess I was thinking more of like Napoleon
Dynamite. I remember
Dynamite
when you were a
B-boy. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I tried to be. Again, I never could quite break into any of those cliques all the way. Okay, another one that says this: that it's allowed now, but it wasn't allowed. I would argue that this was allowed, then not allowed, then allowed again. But they say ripped jeans. They said growing up, and I don't know how old this person is, they said growing up, ripped jeans were a sign of being poor. Okay, I don't know what decade that was, though, because there was definitely a time.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Right.
No.
And I, like maybe the 80s, maybe ripped jeans weren't quite a thing yet. I do feel like
warm.
It was part of the grunge thing a little bit, right?
It was still warm in the 80s.
It was still a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one I definitely disagree with. Okay, this next one.
I don't agree with any of these. By the way, I can hear my dad saying, we're not paying extra money because they ripped them.
Oh, absolutely. Right, my mom would have said the same thing. There's already holes in it. Yeah.
My grandpa would be like, I didn't do that in the garage.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom had to read the materials on the shoes. Like the shoes had to say that they were all leather and no man-made materials, because this was a big deal to her. You had to have name brand shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't buy the fake ones, which crushed me. I had to go buy the fake ones in my off time, like my Premier Doc Martens that I got at Walmart, because she would not allow it. But that was the one thing for her.
She would not allow you to buy Doc Martens?
No cheap shoes. No, my fake Doc Martens. Remember I had those...
But weren't those cheap shoes?
They were cheap shoes. She wouldn't allow me to buy them. That's what I'm saying. I had to
sneak
behind her back.
But she wouldn't buy the expensive shoes either?
Well, she couldn't afford the full Doc Martens, right? So, yeah.
So you just didn't get Doc Martens.
Just didn't get Doc Martens, exactly. Okay. You can have some tennis shoes. They need to be, I guess, leather tennis shoes, but we're not going to the $200 Doc Martens.
Got it.
The next one says, and I do think there's something to this, and they were just saying, in general, in 2022, men caring a lot about their looks has changed and become more acceptable. There used to be kind of this idea of, like, the less you look like you don't care, the cooler you are, whatever. And now, within the last 15 years or so, there's been more emphasis for guys like, hey, you know what? Find a tailor.
Yeah.
Get yourself some fitted shirts. Get yourself a look. You know, have a some sort of cohesive look. And try
again,
and
I don't. You're telling me the yuppies of the 80s didn't have fitted suits and.
Oh, they definitely did.
Right? I mean, I feel like it's just, nothing's changed.
Yeah, I feel like it's a click thing, because if you were, I guess if you were going to be at the grunge show in Seattle in 1993, then then you would have had the ripped jeans or whatever, but I don't know that I don't remember kids.
If you were on Wall Street in 1987, you had a fitted suit.
We did, preppy was a thing when I was little that people made fun of. Oh, you're a preppy, you know, if someone dressed up, and they would talk about like, oh, you know, it looks like your mom dressed you up to go to church or whatever. But that was probably just because the clothes that those particular kids were wearing weren't that great. Now, Laszlo, there is one on here I know you'll agree with, so I'm going to skip down here, because when you were a kid, you've talked about this one before, but thrifting, thrift store shopping.
Oh, yeah.
That was not a thing you did to show that you were cool until...
No.
Geez, well, that, you know what? You say Weezer, I think of that around that same time, too. Around, you know, the time that the Blue Album came out, maybe it's because I remember a kid who really liked Weezer, and he was big into thrift stores.
Right.
You're talking about going to thrift store, I'm like, why are you buying old T-shirts? Because up until then, it was, it was something that you did because you had to, right? And maybe there were people that were doing it, but
no.
I certainly don't remember. I mean, were there any kids your age in high school that were going to the thrift store, like, look at these hot finds at the thrift store?
Well, I think if they were buying their clothes from the thrift store, they weren't telling people.
That's just it, right?
If that's the thing. It became some sort of badge of honor for coolness to say that you found it at a thrift store.
Exactly. Now, one that you can't...
Which is fine.
Yeah. That's definitely changed, though, and I agree with that one. And another one that's definitely changed, and I don't know if this is for the good or better or whatever, but the idea that... You have the ability, at least now, to just reach out to so many celebrities directly through a DM, through a mention.
Yeah.
And you think, like, well, what are the odds that they're going to respond? But anyone who's been on social media and, you know, tried a few times, you probably...
They might.
Everyone's got at least
a couple
stories.
I got Ryan Reynolds once.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you also interview celebrities and stuff, so, you know, you're kind of a celebrity yourself.
I know, but I just, like, tweeted him something dumb and he responded.
I feel like a lot of people have a story like that, or maybe even a couple. Maybe you had that first one where it was someone who wasn't a big celebrity. It was just like an artist that you liked. And like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, Questlove.
11 o'clock at night.
Talked to me one time.
Well, you got talked about on MSNBC and news outlets
Rolling
for
Stone.
Stuff that you were tweeting and texting. I don't know if that was because...
It was all for the same thing, that Kanye theory.
Right. Well, Laszlo, do you remember who the first celebrity was that, like, responded to you over Twitter or one of those?
I probably tweeted myself or something.
You probably will.
Retweeted myself, I'm sure.
I'm trying to think. I know that one night I said something about watching Christmas Vacation, and Juliette Lewis, I don't remember. It must have been on Twitter, because I think she retweeted it or liked it or something.
Didn't
I was
she, like,
oh, my God. No, I didn't make out. She kissed me quickly like it was nice to meet you. Laszlo was there. He was my witness.
And what did she say? She said, we'll meet each other again.
She said, I said, it was so nice to meet you. And she said, we'll see each other again. I get a feeling about these things, and we're going to see each other again. But that day has not happened, Laszlo. So, I don't know. Do you think she was wrong?
There's still time.
Do you think I need to reach out to her? I think maybe I pushed her away, because that time that she did retweet my comment about watching Christmas Vacation, I said, like, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but...
And she's like, okay, we're
you said that you would see me again, and you never saw me again, so what's up with that?
Yeah, maybe it's not going to happen.
What is up with that? And then I text her once a day or something, like, hey, hello, hello, so
that's
I'm just still waiting.
Probably bad.
It's the Church of Laszlo! Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.